Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C., are Sarah Owens. She's a fellow there in textile conservation. Peter McElhenney.
Yes,
is here. I got it. he's also a fellow in objects conservation. And Rebecca Summerhour is an intern in textile conservation. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning.
And it's nice to see your sunburned faces
here.
you do know that you've hit an incredible couple of days. Here.
So we've been told. Terry mentioned that there are often no more than 10 days like this in a good year. So we're very pleased to.
And she would know. She would know. Terry being Terry Rothkar, who is actually a nationally renowned textile artist who lives here in Sitka, and I guess she's kind of your guide. You are museum workers, or you're working on developing a career in museums and museum conservation, and this is actually a chance for you to kind of come out and see the other end of the spectrum of, you have an object in a museum, and that object has to start somewhere.
So we need to have some context for it, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here.
Okay. And what have you been doing, Sarah?
We started by, when we first landed, we had this wonderful reception for us, a wonderful welcome. So that was on Friday evening. And then on Saturday, we had quite a busy program. We went to the Fortress of the Bears. We collected the Maidenhead fern. We also spoke to some of the elders that had originally stayed at Sheldon Jackson, which is where we're staying at the moment while we're here in Sitka. And then yesterday we went kayaking, which was fantastic, which is why we've all got very red faces and very aching muscles.
and was that part of the program all along, or was it just, hey, it's a great day, did Terry say, let's head across the channel and gather?
I think that's always been, it's always been part of the plan and something we've been looking forward to for a long time. I think part of the idea was to sort of give us a better understanding of how much work goes into making the baskets that we come across back in the museum in Washington. And I can tell you, if you have to paddle out there and spend, a full day sort of digging with your bare hands in the forest to pull up these spruce roots, it's quite an investment. And that's before you even start weaving. So it really did give us a better idea.
Right. And I guess that is the object here, is to kind of understand the progression of textiles and basketry from, I guess you're sort of reverse engineering them. You're looking at, you have a finished object and you're kind of taking it back in time here.
Yeah, that's right. So,
and where are you going from here, Rebecca?
Well, on Wednesday, we're heading up to Juneau to attend Celebration, and we're all looking forward to seeing a big festival that's celebrating, Alaskan culture and cultural material and the people.
Okay. But is sort of the heart of your trip is the time that you're spending here with Terry in this kind of one-on-one?
And both the time in Juneau. At the moment, we're all helping out with an exhibition in the museum, which is about dance regalia, and one of the outfits is actually from the Northwest Coast. So not only can we actually talk to artists, we can see some of this regalia being worn, and it gives you a better understanding when it comes to how things are worn on the body, and then to help with doing the mannequin dresses when it goes into exhibition. So really excited about seeing these.
Did you all... it's no accident that you're all at the National Museum of the American Indian. I mean, do you have a particular interest? I guess, Rebecca, you're actually in grad school still, and you're interested in textile conservation. Are you thinking about specializing in indigenous cultures in North America, or what exactly is your focus going to be?
Well, I do have very broad interests. One of the things that is really special about this museum is the emphasis they put on living culture and connecting objects to the people and the places and, the living culture from where the objects are connected to. So this is you know, this trip is a perfect example of making that connection. And I think it's a really important part of preserving objects and working in a museum. So.
And this is a part of a much longer internship that you're doing with the museum back in Washington.
It is. It's a year-long internship. So the way my graduate program at Buffalo State College is run is we go to classes for 2 years, and then we have a one-year-long internship. So I feel very lucky to be doing this at the American Indian Museum.
Yeah. How about you, Peter? How did you connect the dots for us between you and your interest now in being here, working with this stuff?
I studied conservation back in the UK. And I was lucky enough as part of my program to come over here, and I did an internship at the Smithsonian back in 2008. And at that time, the Smithsonian, they were working on a project. It was an exhibition of Alaskan Native American material in collaboration with the National Museum of the American Indian. So I was with the National Museum of Natural History. And through that collaboration, I was introduced to the staff from the Museum of the American Indian, and they suggested that whenever I finished my program, this might be something that I'd be interested in getting involved with. And here we are, you know, it all worked out for the best.
Yeah, what about you, Sarah?
Well, I came into conservation. Previously, I had a background in woven textiles, and I've travelled quite extensively, so I've always been very much interested in the person that makes these objects and the communities and the cultures that they come from. So I think for about 3 years now I've wanted to do this fellowship. And at NMAI, they have, you know, a very unique work environment and training environment that, you know, encourages this whole consultation and gives you opportunities to come out to the communities.
But this, and this is kind of a way to sort of round out your training as a conservator in general, but not necessarily a career specialist in Native American material, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, my master's program back in the UK was on textile conservation. You get to work on a variety of different textiles. But after that, I went to Edinburgh and I worked on a big exhibition that was, most of the objects I worked on were Native American. And so from that, I've grown this real passion to work on those type of materials.
Oh,
very
right.
Much mixed media objects. And very much objects that are worn on the body.
Okay, you wouldn't be the first. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating culture. It is. I was going to say it's. Your lives would be a lot different without experiencing this. I mean, it's hard to connect necessarily to the culture and the people just through the object. I realize this is a big part of museums.
Yeah.
This is what they're trying to do. But
now, I think whenever we're back in D.C., I mean, you come across an object, and basically what you're trying to do is try to decide what's valuable about that object, why is it valuable, and who is it valuable to. And that somehow will inform the decisions that you make about how it's going to be treated, how it's going to be displayed, how you're going to explain what it does or what it is. So coming up here and sort of being able to decipher the code. Sometimes it's very hard to read an object because you're not from that culture or you're not from that place. Mm-hmm. So coming up here and being able to actually see why the object has been made the way it is, and that's informed by the environment, by the people from around here. Seeing all those things, it gives you a better idea of how you should treat it and what decisions you should make about how it's going to be displayed and things. So.
Sure, and how to preserve it in the proper context.
And it also gives us a sense on when we need to consult somebody else for more information to have a better sense of our own limitations and when we need to reach out to artists. And you
only
know.
So much you can get from literature, from research, and then from even talking to artists, but to actually be able to come out and see the environment that these materials were collected is just been wonderful.
Yeah, because as I'm sure you figured out, hanging around with Terry Rothkar, the culture is far from dead. I mean,
absolutely.
It's quite the opposite.
No, I think it's fantastic to meet Terry. We've had some communication over the telephone and by email, but to see her in person, she's just a real dynamo for the culture. You know, she's an amazing artist and an amazing person. So we're really honored to have her hostess here.
She's
you know?
An inspiration, and so is her mum, actually.
All right, right, Marie.
Yeah, we've had a
good chance to speak to her as well.
And have your eyes been opened to anything in particular since you got here? I mean, you are sort of bridging a gulf somewhat. I mean, when you got off the plane, did any of you have any sort of reaction at some point along the way when you said, "Aha, this is why I came"? Any moments like that?
I mean, I think the scale.
I feel like every moment, almost. I mean.
Yeah, I just think the scale of the environment around here. You know, the hugeness of nature was one thing that really struck me, and it's sort of the relationship between a person and their surroundings is very, very different when you've got this massive sort of environment around you. You know, that's not really you don't really understand that when you're in a city or you're in a laboratory or a studio back in DC. So seeing this and sort of understanding that relationship between the people who made the objects and the environment around them, the environment here sort of puts you in your place, you know, and it comes first. So that's something that really struck me anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say me too. It's made me realise that everything we do has an impact and that you really need to be aware of this. Like when we were collecting, digging in the ground for the spruce roots, and then afterwards we would lay back all the mosses and offer some tobacco, and it was just very much, you know, having respect for what we've just done to the land, and it's been quite incredible, really. And
it is interesting to see that kind of tradition, I guess, which is very much embodied in Terry and other people like Dolores Churchill. There's that kind of fundamental thing is still very much flowing through these people, and it's got to be interesting to kind of witness it firsthand in sort of a modern context.
I mean, to meet Tommy Joseph as well the other day, he took us on a tour of some of the poles that he had carved at the local totem pole park, and that was very special as well. I mean, part of the mission statement of the museum is to basically nurture the continuation of Native American culture. So meeting people like Tommy. And Terry as well, you know, who are at the forefront of not just the past of, you know, what these objects meant in the past, but also making sure that there's some continuation and a vibrant continuation of the culture. That's been very special as well.
Okay, and you're going to be here till Wednesday and then off to Juneau, and it sounds like Terry is sort of dreaming something up for you tomorrow involving our big Minas Tide.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Okay.
That seemed to be sort of a glint in her eye that she wanted to take you guys out on a beach somewhere and do something in her tidal zone. But it sounds like the more Terry involves you in, the better.
Absolutely.
While you're here. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This morning. Rebecca Sommerauer is an intern at the National Museum of the American Indian. She's a graduate student at Buffalo State College. And Peter McElhenney is a fellow at the National Museum of the American Indian in Objects Conservation. And Sarah Owens is also a fellow in Textile Conservation. And you'll probably run into these folks somewhere outdoors today. Thanks again for coming in this morning.
Thank you.